Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Harbaugh's first captain at the University of Michigan was Joe Bolden. Joe Bolden later became a grad assistant, and then he went to work for Washington State. And now it was revealed this week that Joe Bolden has been hired by the Ohio State Buckeyes as a defensive quality control coach, according to the Toledo Blade.
Oh, Joey B.
Yeah.
Is he taking the steak with him?
That's right. You might remember when the...
What if he tries to drive a steak in the turf at Michigan Stadium?
Whoa.
It'll be hard because it's not real grass.
Exactly.
As it is at Spartan Stadium. Whoa.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be controversial?
He was a captain on Harbaugh's first Michigan team. He grew up next to Ohio State's new defensive coordinator, Kerry Combs, and played under Greg Madison and Matt Barnes at Michigan, who are both at Ohio State now. When I first saw this story, I said, really? And then I stepped back for a second. I said, I got no problem with this. None. And I know somebody was telling me that Sully had a big problem with this because of the rivalry and all that.
Did he call it unacceptable?
That I don't know. I do not know.
Okay.
But, you know, Joe Bolden worked at Washington State under Mike Leach last year. He's trying to, you know, obviously be a coach as his vocation, and he got hired at Ohio State, which is a step up from Washington State. Michigan...
It's a step up from pretty much every program in America,
yes,
not named Alabama, Clemson, or LSU.
Right. Michigan didn't exactly offer him a job.
They didn't roll out the red carpet for him?
Yeah. Best we know, they didn't.
But so they did for Mike DeBoard.
But yeah. Well, he's just an analyst.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's go back to the 90s.
Yeah.
So... I know there's a big rivalry there, but are any Michigan fans upset at Joe Bolden, a former Michigan captain, would be an assistant coach at Ohio State?
No. Well, I'm not a Michigan fan, so I don't know. Greg's a Michigan fan.
I'm a Michigan fan. I don't care.
He went to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor.
Yes.
No.
Were you upset when Greg Madison did?
No.
You weren't? Interesting. Because I was going to say, I think these should be the rules. And by rules, I mean the unwritten rules that should be observed. Okay. I don't think you should go direct from one to the other. I think you should have to sit out a year. You go into the transfer. No, I guess what I mean is, like, to me, it's a greater act of defiance or thumbing your nose at the program if you go from one to the other right away. Like when everyone's got their own lives. They should do whatever the hell they want. But like when Madison went from Michigan to Ohio State, I thought that was a bit of a slap in the face. When was it Justin Boren?
Yes.
You know, ripped the you-know-what out of Rich Rod on his way out of town, on his way to Ohio State. I thought that was, I don't know, I'm like, I don't know that you can transfer from Michigan to Ohio State or Ohio State to Michigan. But I think what it's a reminder of, and, you know, I'll ask Jansen this question next time he's in, is that the rivalry does mean different things to different people.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and while it's a great, passionate rivalry, and it used to spell out great moments for both teams, not so much in the 21st century, but it used to.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean as much to anybody as it might to you. And
right.
So, while I've often said to our friend Tom here that if his son Connor grows up to be the quarterback of Ohio State University, he will be rooting against Ohio State, but be rooting for Connor. I actually think he's wrong. I think he will find himself rooting for Connor's team.
Right.
Just as that would be the case for me if my kids were ever to reach that level. So, again, Joe Bolden is an aspiring coach in college football. and he got offered a job at Ohio State. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a complete no-brainer. And look, we've seen it before with the different coaches. What was his name? There was a D-line coach, I think. Stripling was his name or something like that, who went from Michigan State to Michigan at one point. And Ed Warner's kid, who played at Michigan State last year, he's transferring to Michigan.
Yeah.
Play for his father, different circumstances. I don't think Michigan State fans, who knows, you know, are that pissed off because he's not that great of a player, but whatever.
Look, I guarantee you that somebody, and maybe not even listening, but maybe somebody listening right now, who is a Michigan fan, is not thrilled with the fact that Joe Bolden's coaching at Ohio State. That bothers them. Now, not to the point of, USOB, you Benedict Arnold, you traitor, although I'm sure there's some of those fans as well.
Yes.
But that it kind of like irks them. I think Madison leaving for Ohio State irked some people. I really do think it did.
It did, except that Harbaugh, he wanted to be a defensive coordinator.
I know.
And it was double the money.
But he's a two-time Michigan coach.
I know. He left once for Notre Dame, which is not Ohio State, but still.
I can understand that aspect of it. But, I mean, we have seen cases where coaches have coached. I mean, I'm trying
Gary,
to think.
Gary Moeller was the head coach of Michigan. He was a captain at Ohio State as a player, wasn't he? I believe.
I don't know.
Was he? Yeah. He played at Ohio State.
I mean, the only coach I can think of that coached on both sides of a rivalry, and I'm sure there's others, was that Mike Montgomery was a longtime, very successful coach at Stanford. And then he went to the NBA. He flamed out there. And then he coached at Cal for about 5 years. But, I mean, that rivalry is not as bitter as Michigan and Ohio State.
No.
Oh, Rick Pitino.
Kentucky Louisville.
Yeah. And that really pissed Kentucky fans off.
Yes.
I mean, really pissed them off, which I didn't totally understand because it's not like he went directly from Kentucky to Louisville.
Right.
And by the time he wanted to come back into college, Kentucky was at the time relatively pleased with Tubby. Wasn't Tubby the coach there? He'd won a national championship, granted with a lot of Rick's players, but still. So they weren't going to fire Tubby to bring back Rick.
No.
You know? What if Izzo retires? Izzo gets the second natty. He retires. And they said, ladies and gentlemen, John Beilein.
There'll be some Michigan people will be pissed.
Yeah. I don't know how I'd respond to that, quite honestly.
Because you love John Beilein.
Yes. Yes. And Michigan hoops.
And you love Michigan basketball.
I don't know how I would respond to that. I would be confused.
That would be so amazing. Michigan State wins it all. Izzo announces on the floor, this is it, guys. I love you. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my life with my wife and my kids and hopefully my grandkids. Ladies and gentlemen, the new head coach of Michigan State, John Beilein.
Wow. Can you imagine?
I can imagine if I'm in East Lansing and that happens, I'm putting a call into the Cavs.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
100%.
Oh, yes. And they would love him in East Lansing.
It'd be the biggest troll job in the history of the rivalry.
Yeah, it would. You're right.
Especially if Beilein reclaimed control of the rivalry and just started dominating Michigan. Coach circles around Juwan. Oh man. That would be let's put a Twitter poll up. I don't even know what the Twitter poll is, but let's just put one up because I think that would be fantastic.
How pissed off would a Michigan fan be about that?
They'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Especially the ones who aren't totally thrilled with Juwan.
Right.
You know, which I know that kind of ping-pongs back and forth on a weekly basis.
I know.
But, you know, there's as good as Juwan has done at times this year, there's still no debate that John Beilein is a better coach.
Yes.
Because he's established
right,
himself.
Right, exactly. He's more experienced.
I did talk to a source because, you know, my...
Matthew Barry?
No, it wasn't Matthew Barry. My campaign is to get John Beilein to Northwestern, to buy out Chris Collins' contract and get John Beilein to Northwestern. I talked to a source saying that he's not totally sure Beilein even wants to go back and coach, that he just might be done.
Yeah.
So maybe this Cavs role that he has is a perfect little ceremonial way to still make a little bit of money, be involved in the game, and then just kind of,
How do you think he would do it on television?
Beilein?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be that good.
No. He's not like, Izzo would be so much better.
Izzo would be great. Beilein's a little, he's
vanilla?
Like, no, he's not vanilla. He's just a little, I don't know the right way to describe it.
Technical?
And I'm not trying to, he's very technical. He's very like, I don't know. He's totally there. He's a brilliant mind, but I think his mind works at a slightly different level in a way that I'm, you know. I mean, whenever we had him on the air, he was great.
Yeah.
I enjoyed having him on. He was very, very nice, very entertaining, but he's just very, I don't know. Sometimes you feel like you're, it's like Scotty Bowman in a way.
Right.
Sometimes you feel like you're talking to him, and yet at the same time, he's having 6,000 other thoughts going on.
Well, it's not as bad as Scotty. Scotty, you'd ask about, you know, the power play, and then you talk about the Vancouver Canucks from 73.
Yeah. My favorite Scotty story is I asked him a question. He was in the middle of an answer, and he looked up at a TV screen that was showing a highlight, and he just walked away. He's like, well, I thought the forecheck was pretty good tonight, and okay, thanks, Scotty. Our phone number is 248-539-9797. On the ticket text, 97136. 971 The Ticket. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.